No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along, Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. And when it comes to learning to fly, I mean, sometimes one of the biggest hurdles you got to get over is the financial issue of paying for all this stuff, all the training, all the ground school. Well, Dennis may have found an interesting little solution that might disrupt the whole system overall here pretty soon. I don't know, or maybe he already is. What do you think, Dennis?
Well, I don't know if it's going to disrupt, but it certainly will remove a barrier to entry. If someone's interested in it, at least they can, start to, do their ground school, start working on the FAA written test without having to incur, several hundred dollars for an online video course or several thousand dollars for a college curriculum program. You can do it in the comfort of your own home, and hopefully that'll inspire more people to get started in aviation.
There you go. PilotTrainingSystem.com is the website to check out. Chris is the man behind the madness. Chris, welcome to Just Plain Radio. How you doing?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing well, sir. I'm happy to be here to talk about, the open source ground school.
I love the sound of this, especially when it comes to the fact that you don't got to pay for it. But
everybody likes free.
Yeah, that works pretty well. So what's the catch? Let's get that out of the way first. Is there any?
No, there really isn't. I developed the system when I was a scientist at the University of Wisconsin. I was developing artificial intelligence for aerial flying vehicles for the Army. And I had really talented engineers and computer science students, and they didn't know anything about things that fly. And so to help them help me in my research, I started building aviation courses at the University of Wisconsin. I realized that they pay attention to videos more than they like to read. So I turned the Pilot Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge into a series of, I think it's like 36 different 15-minute videos-ish. And with each video is a 15-question quiz that emulates the FAA written exam. And I published it. And because I used state resources, I can't monetize it. So I just gave it away for free. And
well, there you go. You did the work and you were like, okay, well, look, I have all this info. We can just put this out there and people can benefit from it. And like I say, you remove that barrier of cost, at least for your ground school. And all of them are pretty much online these days. So, and Dennis has already taken a look at it. And you're saying, you were telling me before we went on the air today, Dennis, it's really well put together. Is that right?
Absolutely. I'm actually looking at using this in one of our local high schools. My daughter's a high school teacher. And, of course, the first thing that she did when she started was to start an aviation club, kind of because she has a couple of flight instructors in the family that she could tap on the shoulder to help lead that that effort.
Right.
But now we have additional curriculum that these students can use free of charge and at their own convenience. We can run the lessons in the classroom during our little meetings that we have weekly. And I think this is fantastic to keep kids motivated, inspire people that, maybe wouldn't have considered looking at it before because they didn't want to spend, a couple hundred dollars to get a online training course or buy the manuals from, Amazon or Sporties or wherever. Now they can just literally go to this website and click here.
PilotTrainingSystem.com is the website. Go there. And once again, Chris, you've done all the work before. You just put it out there and you've been working with colleges last several years as well on their aviation program. So this is kind of an offshoot of that as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's two separate endeavors. I really try to lower the barrier to entry for pilots, right? The free online ground school, as Dennis was saying, it lowers the barrier. And a lot of high schools are using aviation as a STEM platform because, as you all know, when you're learning how to fly, you go fairly deep into a lot of different science and technology areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so aviation is a great platform for teaching science and tech in the high schools. But anybody, I just wanted people to get that out of the way. you know, and get their interest in aviation and hopefully take it the step further to where they actually do hands-on flight training. And so providing that, I started working with community and technical colleges to build aviation courses. And I have like eight programs up and running. I'm launching a couple more this month.
Well, I love this. I mean, so is this kind of like your way to give back to the industry a little bit too? I mean, it sounds like you're real passionate about it.
Well, you know, I built the free online ground school to solve my own problem. I'm an instructor pilot. And so I found that getting people to read the pilot handbook of aeronautical knowledge was a lot more difficult than to watch a YouTube video.
Right.
And so, you know, we started building YouTube videos, and I think we're up over 72,000 YouTube members. And that's with zero advertising. I mean, I don't have an advertising budget, so it's great that you guys are helping me get the word out. AOPA did a nice write-up on the system just a couple of weeks ago. And so I'm really blessed that people are starting to catch on. And that is my gift to the industry.
Well, there you go. And so are you doing a lot of instruction yourself on a personal level where you are? Or is this kind of your main baby, just setting up different programs for colleges and things like that?
I used to be a professor at Embry-Riddle. I still live just north of Daytona Beach. And I've been a very busy, you know, recovering professor, entrepreneur. And so I left Riddle in May of 23. And in that time, I've built like 10 different college programs. So it's kept me pretty consumed. The flight instruction that I do is just for individuals, you know, private airplane owners, people. I would love to be able to open up my capacity to have a full-time private pilot or instrument pilot student. But right now my business needs me. So I'm pretty consumed by that.
Okay. Do you even have a plane right now? Or are you just sponge off of people like Dennis? And other folks.
I do not own. In fact, I cashed in all my 401k. I took loans from people to start building my company. But you know, the investment's starting to pay off. These college programs are starting to grow, and that's another way to lower the barrier to entry, because my college programs are a fraction of the cost of typical university and college programs.
Well, it fits well because, you know, when you look at one of those STEM programs, I mean, I remember back in the day we had bowling, scuba diving. I mean, learning to fly a plane 10 times better, I think. And that would be a program I'd signed up for in a hot second. Wouldn't you, Dennis?
Yeah, I would. But I mean, I'm one of those that took the scuba diving in college because it was an option. I mean, underwater breathing for credit, duh.
You can do both.
Look what that's done for you, Greg.
That's what I'm saying.
29 years now of scuba.
Right. I would have started the Just Plain Radio way sooner if I would have done that in college, like Dennis did with his scuba.
And you'd still be a student pilot.
Well, there's that, but that's a whole different issue. Yeah, money's
we
not totally
work on your motivation.
The problem for me. But I love the fact that you've made this so accessible. And so all someone has to do if they want to do the ground school, I mean, I assume you got to set up an account at pilottrainingsystem.com or what?
I mean, you can access it through we've got the typical login via Google, login right. via Facebook, and mm-hmm. or you can create an email-based account, but it's a few clicks and you're in.
I literally signed up for it while we were talking here, just to go and officially enroll in it so I could click through for more of the stuff here.
Yeah, if nothing
it's
else.
It's that simple to do.
You use it as like a refresher thing for you, wouldn't it, Dennis?
Yeah, and I do a lot of the same things, you know, recurrent training for people that, you know, want a flight review or add-on rating, things like that. So, you know, when we have to go do a flight review with a student, this is a great way to, you know, hey, you could go through this and just do a little refresher on the regulations or airspace, all the tutorials and stuff are in there.
You set up an account and then you invite me and then I have to answer to you. Or does it kind of work like that, Chris, or is it each account or person is on their own?
I used to actually have an instructor portal, which I may bring back, but it was expensive to maintain where
right.
an instructor could monitor the performance of their student and things like that. But now it's just the student can go through and get the completions. Like a 90% or better on the quizzes gets you a green check mark, and then you're on to the next one.
I'll take it, because I don't really like Dennis overseeing me and sending me little
texts. I still want to get a shock collar for him that
hey,
I can just
on.
Hit the button. Study.
But I love what you're doing, Chris. Good job. PilotTrainingSystem.com. Go check it out. Ground school for free. Yeah, can't beat that. We got more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.